We've gone to Egypt now, where nearly 700 more people are facing trial amid a sweeping crackdown of the Muslim Brotherhood members. 683 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi appeared in court in the city of Minya. The trial comes just one day after 529 co-defendants were handed death sentences. They are all accused of attacking a police station, resulting in the deaths of two officers, as well as other acts of violence. Amnesty International has denounced Monday's ruling as a grotesque example of the shortcomings of Egypt's justice system. Meanwhile, a long human chain is expected to be held on Tuesday. Also, Egypt's anti-coup alliance has called for mass protests on Wednesday. Karim, here we have another 700 more people that are facing this trial. I'm still trying to get over the death sentences that were handed down, because that is indeed one of the biggest, injustices based on what some rights organizations have called it, like Amnesty. Are these people going to face the same fate as some of these 529 co-defendants who were handed death sentences, do you think?
It is expected that they will receive harsh sentences, Kaveh. But also, on the other hand, this sentence that the death sentence for more than 500 senior Muslim Brotherhood members is expected to be overturned, or it is hoped by many Egyptians that it will be decision will be overturned, especially that the judge has taken this decision only after two sessions. It is deemed as a very strange verdict by many Egyptians, not necessarily those supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood or Egypt's army depot's President Mohamed Morsi, but also those even liberal activists and ordinary Egyptians are against such a verdict, and they are they see it crystal clear that this verdict was politicized. And that it is politically driven by the military-appointed authorities against the Muslim Brotherhood, or it aims at denigrating Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood. But on the other hand, the anti-coup alliance has expressed their extreme outrage over such a verdict and has called for nationwide protests on Wednesday, to call for an immediate end to military rule, and also to call for the release of all the political prisoners who were detained since the army toppled Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, and also to call on the who they describe as the coup orchestrators to overturn the latest verdict, which is deemed as disappointing for many Egyptians from all walks of life. Yes, Kaveh.
Thank you very much for that. Karim Gamaluddin there.